Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, young kings. Welcome back to another episode of the Prince to King podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Ruse, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Today, we are talking about redefining success for you young kings, okay? It's a crazy world out there, and I know from a personal experience how difficult it is when you look out into the world and you're trying to define yourself, you're trying to define your own value, you're trying to work on yourself, you're trying to figure out what your values are in how you should or shouldn't be showing up in today's world. So I wanted to go over this because I see a lot of talk in men's spaces around success and defining success in a very specific manner. Make lots of money, have a six-pack, get lots of girls. That tends to be the three metrics that we define success as men today. And I want to really redefine this for you all. I want to start to break away at these three things, but I'm going to start by addressing these three things first, and then we'll start to redefine them. So making lots of money, being in shape, having a six pack, and getting lots of girls. On the surface level, these things sound and feel right. They sound and feel great. But Dylan, what's wrong with making lots of money? What's wrong with being in shape? What's wrong with getting lots of girls? Okay? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with the first two. I will argue the third, getting lots of girls. However, you need to have the skill set to talk to girls, date girls, and get yourself into a relationship. You need the skill set. You need to understand the game. You need to understand game in itself and have game yourself. However, you don't want to use those powers for evil. You don't want to use those powers to actually go around, sleep with lots of girls, date lots of women, break lots of hearts. That's not what you want to do. But let's go down each dot point. So making lots of money. This is a great metric for success, especially in today's day and age. We see that money is king for a lot of areas. You know, we see that money can open doors, networking opportunities. Money is a really important thing in today's society. However, I do not want this to become the only metric that you guys use for defining your own self-worth, for defining your success. Okay, to begin to the top 10% salary-wise, $167,000, $639,000. Okay, top 1% salary, $788,000. That means 90% of people will not make over $160,000 a year. 90%. So if we are judging our metric for success on the top 10%, and probably some of you are thinking that you'll make $1 million a year and more, which would put you above the top 1%, that means you're making more money than 99% of other people. If that's how we determine our self-worth, if that's what success looks like, 99% of you will never be successful. 99% of you listening to this podcast will never be successful. So whilst getting your finances in order and making good money and working on your purpose and working yourself, these are really great things to do. Do not outsource your self-worth and this definition of success based off of purely financial motives, because 99% of you will never get there, or 90% of you will never get there. What I will do is I will transition after these three dot points into what you can be starting to measure your self-worth on. However, the person that you become as you chase this wealth, or as you build your wealth, or as you work on yourself, that's the important thing. That's the metric of success, right? Is the person that you become along the way. Because I know many, many successful people who make way more than $1 million a year and they're miserable. And I can assure you that's not a successful life. Making lots of money, but being miserable at the end of the day. That's just not it. That's not how we want to define success. I know lots of people who make under $160,000 year, but they have great lives. Okay, they're good family men. They've got a great relationship with their kids. They make good money. They take care of their family. They go on a holiday once a year. They live a great life. That, to me, is way more successful than the guy who's miserable and makes $1 million a year. Okay, so we want to work on ourselves, work on our purpose, strive to make good money, strive to make enough money to take care of those around us. However, we can't have unrealistic expectations of what success looks like. Kind of unrealistic expectations, and put all that pressure and weight on ourselves. It's not going to help. It's not going to work. Have big goals, have big dreams if that's where you want to be, but also understand it's not the be all and end all of success. Now, the second thing, having the six pack. This is great. Great metric for success. Again, be healthy. Be a healthy man, right? In your physical body. Exercise, eat well, take care of yourself, drink lots of water, get good sleep. Great. Awesome. Don't do it for the third reason, which is what I hear a lot of people talking about, which is get ripped, get jacked so that you can get more girls. Okay? That is not the definition of success as a man. Definition of success as a man, being fit and healthy to protect those around you. Fit and healthy to protect those around you. You're not going to get any arguments out of me out of that. That's awesome. Okay? The third one, getting lots of girls. Another metric. You are essentially saying that your self-worth is determined by other people. Your self-worth is determined by females. You are outsourcing your power as a young man into the hands of women. You are saying, women, you define my worth. I mean, I couldn't think of a worse thing to think. I couldn't think of a worse mentality to step into and live your life from. So, or you fall into the category of, well, I get the girls because it makes me look good to other women, to other men, and I increase my status that way. You're increasing your status to the wrong people, to little boys. That's who's looking up to you. Real men, men of value, men of integrity, and that's what I'll transition into now. Men of integrity. We don't care about how many girls you're sleeping with. We care, can you keep one woman in a relationship? Can you get married? Can you build a family? Can you build substance? That's what healthy masculinity looks like, all right? Healthy masculinity looks like choosing every day one woman that you love deeply and building something together, building a kingdom together. I say this as a man who looked up to those three things for almost all of my 20s. I do not come from this high horse that says, be like me, I am better than you. No. I've been there. Trust me. I looked up to guys that made lots of money. I looked up to guys who were jacked and got lots of women as a result. I looked up to guys who had a lot of game. Those were people that I looked up to. And then I started to live my life that way. And as someone who has gotten to the end of that pathway, there is nothing but emptiness. There is no gold at the end of the rainbow. There is no reward for your efforts. It is an empty, empty, empty existence, and you end up feeling lonely. You end up feeling like you've betrayed yourself, like you've betrayed your own values, like you've twisted your soul. It is not a good feeling, and the road back is incredibly difficult. So my advice to you is to just never go down that path, to never outsource your power to women, to find that power internally, find your purpose, make good money, get fit and healthy, understand the game and understand women, for sure understand how to get into a relationship, but know your values, know your worth, know your non-negotiables and stick to that. What that means is as you become more and more, I don't like using the term high value because again, it's based on those three metrics, but as you become a better man, as you make a little bit more money, as you get fitter and healthier, as you become a good man based on integrity and good values, you need to realize that most of the girls, most of the people in the dating world are not for you. They're unhealthy. They've got their own issues. And as you level up, you want to find someone that's on the same path as you. So you want to find one woman, build something together. Okay? That is the important thing. When I got together with my now ex-partner and we have a child together and we got a great relationship now and absolutely devastated both of us that we couldn't make it work. But when we got together, my business like 5x'd in 12 months. So this idea that women are going to distract you, yes, women will. One good woman will not. One good woman will help you achieve your goals and become successful because they're there supporting you. You're no longer spending all this time and energy chasing girls. You can actually put that into your business, into your purpose, into your life, okay? Into your studies if you're still studying. So how do you define success? Well, define success, I'm going to be a bit contradictive now, but start to define success for yourself and focus on what truly matters to you. Okay, what matters to you? What are your values, right? I've got love, presence, discipline, courage, and honor. They're my five highest values. Okay. And then I tell myself every day, I am love. I am present. I am disciplined. I am courageous. I am honorable. I write it in my diary every day. And then I write, I am a leader. I am a warrior. I am a king. Okay. I'm really clear on my values and what I stand for. And that's how I measure success day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. Am I living in alignment with my values? That's how I define success. Sure, I want to make good money. Sure, I want to be in good shape. Sure, I want to find a future Mrs. Ruse. But I use my values as the metrics for my success. And building out integrity and character is the foundational elements of success, because who you are is more important than a nice watch, okay, than a nice car, than a nice house. Who you are on the inside, that is what's most important. All right. Now we can start to get a little bit more nuanced around masculinity and what it means to be a man. It is really important that as you develop who you are and as you develop your character and integrity, that you see yourself as a servant leader. What that means is you contribute to something greater than yourself, right? Building out a family is an amazing aspect of that, where you start to put other people before you. You start to put your children's needs before you. You start to put your partner's needs before you. Not always, but sometimes, right? You start to sacrifice, that sacrificial leader. If you're not there yet, if you're younger, it's your community, it's your friends, it's your family. How can you contribute to something greater than yourself, right? And that, when you live your life that way, when you develop your character, your integrity, your values, that is where you'll find fulfillment. That is where you'll start to go, man, I'm going to bed and my head hits the pillow and I'm out. I'm at peace. I'm fulfilled, right? Because that's where fulfillment lies, is beyond the money, looks, and status. That's where fulfillment lies. Sure, money solves money problems. Fitness solves fitness problems, right? But outside of those two things, you're still going to be left with all the other problems that money can't fix and your health can't fix. Now, for most of you, those two things will fix a lot of problems, but you're still left with a bunch of other things to deal with that those two things cannot fix. Okay, so that is how we start to redefine success and have these conversations. Challenge your friends. Have conversations with men that you look up to. Ask them. One of the things that I realized early on, but I kind of ignored it quite a lot, was the men in my life who I looked up to, who I really looked up to, who were men of integrity and character, and they had good money, all of them said the same thing. Well, I didn't really start off trying to make money. And I never understood that. I never, ever understood that. I was like, what do you mean you didn't try to make money? That's got to be BS, right? But I now know that what they did was they just focused on being a good man. They focused on their character and their integrity. And from that, money flowed, right? Who they became produced the fruits of their lives. And you see that because now I know them intimately well. I can see their relationships are great. They've got good families. Their relationships with their kids are great. They make good money. They've got a good relationship with themselves and their bodies, okay? So that is how we start to redefine success as young men. If you found this podcast useful, please subscribe, leave a review. I think it takes 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood will grow. And as always, Young King sending you love and strength. No fucking way that filmed it like that.